Hey y'all, welcome back to Tapping Out. I'm Tim.
I'm Mario.
Hey Mar, it's been a couple weeks since we've done a recording, but I would say some stuff has happened in the wrestling business, but unfortunately not as much as we would like.
No, I mean, AEW has still been good, minus one major event that we'll talk about.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that.
WWE is still up to their same old little tricks again, where we're 2 weeks out from WrestleMania, and it's not great, but we'll definitely get into it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're definitely, we'll, so I figure we'll start with AEW, right? We'll start with AEW, start with the hotter product, in our opinion, at least.
Yeah, no, I'm ready. So, first off, the biggest, well, most people's eyes, the biggest thing to happen in AEW recently is Mercedes Moné coming in. Man, that's a huge deal. Uncle Tony has been bringing some talent on, Ospreay, Okada, but I think Mercedes Moné is definitely the biggest free agent I think he's signed since the company has been around.
Absolutely.
She just screams star power, and this is a move that can definitely alter things. WWE is still the big dog, no pun intended, but moves like this, I think, brings AEW that much closer to WWE.
I 100% agree. Listen, Mercedes Moné is a crossover star. She's in The Mandalorian. She's, walking red carpet. She's cousins with Snoop Dogg. Like, she is mainstream, which is what AEW needs more of, more mainstream like that. And having someone like Mercedes Moné is huge. First of all, let's just remember, she is a top women's wrestler. She's one of the top women's wrestlers in the world. And, the AEW women's division is getting sneaky solid. People want to criticize that. Bring people like Mercedes Moné in when Britt Baker comes back, when Jamie Hayter comes back. Julia Hart's, kind of been really picking it up recently. So, when you have all that going on, it's gonna make your women's division that much better, which is only a benefit. And one thing I want to talk about is, if you go on Twitter, you have all these WWE bots who are talking about how Mercedes Moné isn't a draw. She's being wasted over there. Like, what do you want from her first 2 weeks? She comes out, she cuts promos. I thought they were pretty solid promos, but everyone's like, they're too WWE style, which is another thing. People said last week's AEW is too WWE style, including the I Quit match, which we're going to get to that. But the Mercedes Moné slander is absurd. People, oh, well, she walked out on her job. She walked out. First of all, you walk out on Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis, guess what? That's a good thing in my eyes, because they had stupid plans for her and Naomi and treated the tag titles like a joke, which I think we've seen. The only person to ever bring legitimacy to those titles in the last year is Chelsea Green. So yeah, Sasha didn't want these titles treated like a joke, so she left. But the fact that people say Mercedes Moné is not a star and it's not crossover is and it's not going to bring eyes to the product is quite frankly absurd. She is a top talent in the ring, and she's a top talent, somebody who you want representing your company. So that just bothers me so much. I mean, we all love Mercedes Moné on this pod, but it bothers me.
And if she did go back to WWE, do you really trust that they would do anything good with her anyways? It's not like WWE has the best track record of signing free agents and doing something with them. I mean, Jade Cargill has been with the company for 7 months, and she's just making her first actual real appearance on weekly TV after 7 months.
Yeah.
She's been what? How many times have we seen her? We've seen her, what, a handful of times backstage, once at the Rumble. And are we even sure that, that it's even going to be good when she makes her debut, actually on the main roster. I mean, you got to give it time. I mean, you can't just expect her just to, first week she's in the mat, first week in the company, she's, putting on 5-star matches. It takes some time. But anybody that says that she's not a big signing or she's not a draw, that's BS.
Yep, and guess what? If you sign someone like that, you want to let it breathe. You know, you don't put them in a match their first week. That makes no sense. You build up to that. And listen, it's not like she's even going after Toni Storm for the main title. No, she's with Willow and the TBS title, which is kind of their, you know, secondary women's title, which, you know, is showing that she's willing to work her way up and kind of she wants to work with people and, you know, elevate talent. And also, she's a star. So anyone, and another thing, anyone who says she should have gone back to WWE, look how Naomi's being treated right now. Mm-hmm. Look how Naomi's being treated. Now, obviously Mercedes is a bigger star than Naomi, but still, do you think it'd be any different?
Nope. And who is WWE really signed in the last year or so that's even notable? Naomi, I guess you can count that, but she's already been there. You know, Lexus King and Jade Cargill. Uncle Tony is bringing people. What?
Don't forget they brought Andrade back.
Oh yeah. And look how good that's been too. Like he's about to join the Judgment Day. Like and that's my point too. They bring these guys back. And they have nothing to do with them. Oh, let's just throw them into an existing faction because we have no idea what to do with them.
Case in point, Carlito.
And let's be real. The people that they're bringing back, Andrade is fine. Carlito, I don't give two, you know, what's about Carlito coming back at all. But Uncle Tony, and listen, you know, I'm not going to lie. I don't really watch New Japan, so I didn't know a lot about Ospreay and Okada and stuff like that. But to the overall wrestling community, these guys are worldwide stars that Uncle Tony's bringing on. And people want to say, oh, you know, it's just the money while they're going to AEW, part of it. But there's no reason why WWE is worth with the merger, they're like $20 billion mm-hmm. company. They can easily afford to pay these guys what they want. But yep. I think a lot of it is AEW is the better company for talent to work for. They pay them more.
Absolutely.
They give them a better schedule. They have more creative freedom. So, you know, so it's going to attract these stars. And it's not a coincidence that every big star is choosing AEW. It's not.
Yeah. Listen, WWE selling them on, oh, here's less pay, but you get a WrestleMania moment, which, I mean, listen, WrestleMania moments are a big deal. I don't want to minimize that, but that can't be your only selling point. Like I know the memes are hilarious, but if they were actually gonna sign Okada and make him go down to NXT, meanwhile they signed him for AEW signed him for what, $5 million a year?
Yep.
I mean, I would have paid to see Okada in a Chase U shirt or as part of the No Quarter Catch crew, but I mean, come on, like, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, they're lowballing these guys and gals. And look at someone like Ospreay, take for example. Look what he's given them so far.
And we've even come around on Ospreay too, because at first we're like, what? But I mean, this guy is put on, I think we talked about it last time too. This guy just doesn't put out a bad match.
And he's got honestly, charisma too. He's a star. He's got charisma.
Honestly, like I kind of see the comparison a little bit as kind of like a Shawn Michaels. You know what I mean? Guy's got a lot of charisma, and every time he's in the ring, he puts on a 5-star match. And if it's mm-hmm. not a 5-star match, it's the other person's fault. It's not his.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's always gonna carry his weight. You know what I mean? The guy is just—it's unbelievable. And I mean, the match quality that AEW's been putting on recently has just been top notch. And
yep,
their buildup and they're finally, which I'm starting to like more, because one of the critiques of AEW's always been like, you know, short term. You know, they do a lot of short term storytelling. They don't really go with the long term, and they don't really have a lot of storylines that, you know, people really like to get invested in.
Mm-hmm.
But what I kind of want to jump into now is how good Swerve has been now.
That's exactly where I was going to go to. So that's perfect.
His now face turn, man, this guy is star. He is going to be the biggest star in the company sooner rather than later. You can just tell. And it doesn't hurt that he has the best manager in the history of wrestling as well.
Absolutely. Oh, God.
I don't think you'll find two bigger Prince Nana fans in the world than us two.
Nope. And by the way, we're going to get totally killed for one, you comparing Ospreay to Shawn Michaels and then our Prince Nana love. But you know what? That's what we think.
not a direct comparison, but anybody that doesn't see that Ospreay is one of the greatest wrestlers in the world. And Shawn Michaels is considered one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. So, and they're both pretty charismatic. So
yeah,
if people want to come at me for that, I'm not saying that Ospreay Shawn Michaels yet, but I don't see why he couldn't be in the next few years.
I agree. And listen, Ospreay, people don't hear my thoughts about where I put Ospreay against Shawn Michaels, because people aren't going to like that.
They're not going to like bruv.
But I think everyone's loving Swerve, though. Swerve is, this dude is, once again, he screams star. He's got an aura about him. Like I don't get how people couldn't see that when he was in NXT. But he is, his matches, he does, once again, a guy who does not wrestle a bad match.
And his matches, when he goes all out, you know, the Texas Death Match, with, you know, which you've talked about a lot, and just all of his matches, man, he just puts everything into it. You can tell that he tries, man. He cares, and he really cares about putting on a quality match and a quality show for the fans. And just when he comes out, like the whole, like, Who's House, dude, the crowd loves this man.
Yep. And listen, once again, he's the kind of guy with a crossover appeal too. You know, remember when he had Rick Ross out with him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the kind of guy who has that crossover appeal. Like, kind of like making wrestling cool, you know? He kind of does that. And him versus Takeshita this week is going to be so good.
And this is kind of what I'm going back to, is WWE doesn't give us stuff like this. You know, they don't give us great matches on regular weekly shows. They'll give us a good match for WrestleMania, obviously, or their big pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're not getting a Drew Seth on a random Raw. You know what I mean? For the most part.
No.
You know what I mean? We're not getting like a Cody, you know, Cody Roman, or Cody, you know, Cody Kevin, what I'm trying to say. So
yeah, we're not getting Cody Randy Orton.
And like AEW does these like special weekly shows, you know, Winter Is Coming, you know, the Big Business, you know, where it's like three basically pay-per-view style weekly shows, you know,
and the closest WWE gets to that.
You know, we get with WWE, we get Ricochet versus Dom Mysterio. That's what they give us 2 weeks before WrestleMania.
And last week, we had Ricochet against JD McDonagh.
Listen, I want to get to WWE because I'm very pissed off, but I want to just touch on one more thing in AEW before we move on. The most important thing, sorry, Mercedes, we love you, but that wasn't the biggest news of AEW the last few weeks. I just want to say rip to our TNT champion, Christian Cage. Very, very sad day.
Our forever TNT champion. That was, I mean, listen, we can't really even judge that night or that match, because I think we were just like locked into that match. Like, I think, like, you even texted me, you're like, I can't stop thinking about this match. And I was like, I can't stop thinking about this match.
I was thinking about it every day since the week before about this match. And I kind of had a sinking feeling that it was going to happen, where he was going to drop it, because technically Christian's come out on top in almost every match they've had so far. You know, technically Edge won, but then he got the title back right away. So it's really a win, but not really a win. So I had a bad feeling about this. We knew that dumb oaf kill switch was going to mess things up and not do what he needed to do. The Prodigy tried his best, but towards the end of the match, when we didn't see Spike yet, I was like, this is not good.
You had said that, and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And that was like, and I actually have a quick aside on that, and this is just a quick little rant. I saw people saying that, and I think it was it Meltzer that said it, that it was a WWE style ending to that match.
No.
Since when do people get hit with a spiked with nails in a 2x4 below the belt in WWE?
You mean the same company that'll pause a live SmackDown feed because a couple fans are putting the middle finger up in the front row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is a big hardcore company that you can't say the word shit without them pausing the feed. Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But back to the most important thing, which is Christian Cage brought prestige back to that title. Especially after Sammy Guevara posed naked with it, that I was livid. You know, that's a title, you know, that's a title where, listen, now it's a title people want to compete for again. Back a year ago before Christian held it, it was a joke. It would be hot shot every other week. Oh, Wardlow's winning it. Oh, this person's winning it. Oh, Sammy's winning it. Oh, Scorpio Sky. It was ridiculous. You know, it's a title that Brody Lee held and brought some prestige to. You know, Cody brought some prestige to it. But Christian Cage is the forever TNT champion. And I'm just really curious what he's going to be doing next.
And a lot of people, I think, agree, because that short you made was one of our best shorts we ever had. So I think there's a lot of Christian fans out there, you know, and we're all hurting still. I'm still hurting.
And by the way, I got a couple comments on there saying, stop crying. You know, it's scripted, right? Yes, of course I do. Please just let me have my Christian Cage
that
moment.
Is the funniest thing when people are like, oh, you know, wrestling is fake, right? Yeah. No, SHIT, dude. We've been watching it for 25 years. Yeah. We know.
Yeah. 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 But guess what? Hey, do you know The Office is fake, idiot? No, because you're talking like they're real characters. Guess what? It's the same kind of concept. Yep. It's basically like putting football and Game of Thrones together.
Yep.
And that's the best way I could describe it. So I know it's scripted. Guess what? Don't care. Still love it. But Christian Cage, what do you think he's going to do next? Like, what do you think's next for him?
I don't know. Well, I would hope that he would go for the AEW world title, but but that ain't happening. I can see Christian, you know, it depends, you know. I don't see him kind of going back to this title at this point.
No.
I don't think Copeland's gonna hold it for too long. I think he's more of a placeholder because I don't think he's gonna be wrestling for too much longer. So I don't know. I can see him taking a little bit of a hiatus and then maybe, you know, maybe creative has have something else for him. They should, you know, he's arguably one of the biggest stars in AEW. So there shouldn't be hard to find something for him to do. But you know what, you know, if he wants, take a well-deserved break, he'll come back
100%,
come back stronger than ever. And we'll be waiting for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Christian Cage still in such great shape, especially compared to his contemporary Chris Jericho, who I just had to talk about that match real quick. The Jericho, oh, yeah. Jericho Hulk.
That dude, man, what a fall from grace from Jericho, huh? Dude, he was just terrible, man. And you look at him and Christian, who are basically the same age, a couple years apart, maybe. And just look at their physiques and look at the way they, you know, look at the way they work. I mean, Jericho's just so old, fat, and slow. It's just, it's embarrassing at this point. It's really embarrassing. Like, dude, just hang it up, man. Go take a role backstage or something like that. You know what I mean? But stop.
Go tour with Fozzy. Go tour.
You know, Jericho, I know you still want to be in the spotlight, man, but, you know, there comes a time where it's just time to hang up the boots, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think that's pretty much all I have with AEW. How about you? Anything else you want to add for AEW?
No, I'm ready to jump into WWE because I still got some problems with them.
Yeah, big problems.
So we're essentially 2 weeks out from WrestleMania at this point. And is there anything that's really happened to really get you any more excited for WrestleMania at this point? I know my answer is no. I don't know about you.
No, not really. Like, I mean, like, what what's there to get me excited? And it's a bummer because we're going to be there. But it's like, okay, they're, you know, they finally had Cody and Roman together, which I think I mentioned in one of the shorts. I don't like that they were treating Roman like a secondary character to The Rock. But other than that, what have they done to build up some of these matches? Like, I mean, come on. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And listen, I don't want to come off as like a negative, like, oh, I am only AEW and hate WWE. Listen, we both started watching WWE. That was, you know, we love the company, but we want them to do better.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it too is besides like the, you know, besides the storylines not really, you know, being that great right now, the main storylines, I think it's just the fact that Raw and SmackDown are just really, really boring still. So it just overall just feels like a chore to watch this product. And, you know, there are some highlights. Drew, Cody, Roman are always going to be good no matter what.
Yeah.
But it's still a chore to watch the product as a whole right now. So I think that kind of mindset gets you into that where it's like, you know, you feel kind of down watching this weekly. So just, you know, just in general, you just don't have a good aura going into WrestleMania. You know, like I said, the main storylines are always going to be good. But it's like when I have to sit through, you know, Ricochet matches, JD McDonagh matches, Judgment Day matches, you know, even when they try to do something like Nia and Becky in that last Women Standing match, it was just so boring, man. You know, you're just so down from like the past 2 hours that even when they try to do like a big main event like that, you just feel so like, I just don't care. I just want to just go to bed.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Like it's almost bedtime and like, it's, you know, it, and it's even worse because I know we both did the same thing where we have, you know, double TV action on Monday nights when football was on. So at least, okay, for us, tough, you know, at least we focus on the football game, see what fantasy's going on. But now it's just Raw, and it's tough.
I know.
But quite frankly, I think the best show they've been putting on is NXT.
Yeah.
And I don't even think it's close. Dijak, the Good Brothers, the Wolf Dogs, Oba Femi. You know,
I think
those guys.
NXT's definitely been the better show.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you got my guy, Nathan Frazer, doing Phoenix Splashes on regular Tuesday nights. Come on.
And, you know, the card for WrestleMania so far is good. Like, you know, I'm excited for Drew Seth. I'm excited for Cody Roman. Even the tag team match is probably going to be fun with The Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth. Jimmy J is going to be really good. the women's matches, nah. Whatever.
Listen, you know, I'm in on Bailey, but that's,
yeah,
I've always been a Bailey guy.
Interest in the women's matches. I know you know, Bailey, that's fine. The tag team ladder match is definitely going to be better because it's a lot better than just Judgment Day straight up versus, you know, Awesome Truth.
Yeah. At least, first of all, you had the New Day in there. So adding the New Day automatically brings your credibility up.
You know what? If we can get Street Profits and Legato as
then
the
we're
last
cooking.
Two teams, you know, then we got something.
But if we get the new Catch Republic and A-Town Down Under, that's a disaster.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. If I had to guess, I definitely think the Street Profits are going to win, but I could see Butch and Tyler Bate, or Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate winning, which would not be good.
I could see a scenario where both the teams we want to win lose, because think about it. What are Theory and Waller going to do at WrestleMania?
Are they that important, though, that they need a spot at WrestleMania, though? You could throw them in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
I don't think they do. Like, I think you could have, like, Grayson Waller host the Grayson Waller effect instead. But think about it. You still have Bobby Lashley, the Street Profits, and B-Fab. They're still feuding with Karrion Kross in the Final Testament. So we've got that going on. So that could always be a WrestleMania match, which And then you've got Legado and LWO still doing their thing. So I can see them losing too. And then, which if that's the case, then it's a new day and everyone else.
Yeah.
And this, it could be a good ladder match, but it could also be very, very, very tough if it's A Town Down Under and the Tyler Bate Pete Dunne.
Yeah, I mean, I do think we'd get some cool moments there. My hope would be that they surprise us and add another tag team that wasn't announced, kind of like they did with the Hardys back at, I forgot, 2017, whatever the number of WrestleMania was back then. I know we were kind of talking about it earlier. I know the Motor City Machine Guns are free agents. That would be awesome. Now, I still think they should go to AEW, but if they go to WWE and they're a surprise entrant, I wouldn't be mad at that either. That would be pretty cool.
I would, as somebody who is...
would be, a lot of people probably wouldn't know who they were, so they might not get the reaction they should get, but I'd be excited. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd be, as somebody who has loved Chris Sabin for years, you know, ever since he came to the Indies and, you know, would, you know, I'd watch him when I was 10 years old at those shows, I would be so hyped, but I think it's more likely that we see them at Stand and Deliver, which once again, I'd be thrilled with. But that would be so cool to see them. I mean, you mentioned the Hardys. I don't know Jeff's contract status, but Matt's a free agent. He was at Raw.
No. Listen, we just told Jericho to hang up the boots. The Hardys need to hang up the boots as well. You know, Jeff's got a lot of other problems he needs to deal with. So, you know, go take care of that. Hefe, we love you, Hefe, but go take care of that. And, you know, just go enjoy your family, man. You know, you've had a great career. You're a WWE Hall of Famer. If I was judging the Hall of Fame, you'd be in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm.
They'll be in.
Your body's been through enough. You've had a lot of out of the ring issues. Just go enjoy your family, man, and just go retire.
You know,
you don't prove anything else to anybody. You've had a great career.
No, they're legends, but you know it's the kind of same thing. You know, when does a legend hang it up? You know, and there's so many people that kind of, you know, don't listen and, you know, do keep it going. But yeah, you know, I guess you know they're the professionals.
I will say though, I am glad we're past a point now in WWE where Vince is gone, thankfully, and we're not having, like, you know, people like Goldberg and Brock Lesnar who should also retire. Well, should retire. Other pending allegations, other, you know, but we won't get into that now. But everybody knows. But I'm glad we're past that point of having to see washed up wrestlers like Goldberg and Lesnar main event WrestleMania every time. At least we're getting something, you know, it's something different. You know, and WrestleMania 40, it's a pretty big milestone.
Yeah. You know,
every decade, WrestleMania should be, they should even, you know, it should be even bigger than even a normal WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they really come through. And I'm not saying WrestleMania is going to be bad. I'm not saying that whatsoever. I'm just saying that aside from a few key matches, I'm not really that excited about the company as a whole right now. Now, if WrestleMania goes, it is amazing, I'll change my tune. But, you know, we have to see. You have to see.
Yeah. We're gonna have to get a vibe for it and just see how it plays out. But, you know, I think there is some things to be excited about in the card, you know, but obviously the whole bloodline, Cody, Seth, Jey Uso, Drew, because I have no idea what's going to happen. So that's kind of exciting. I'm excited by that, you know. You know, just not knowing what's going to happen is really cool. The only thing that better happen is Drew better leave with that title.
That's what I was going to say. The one thing that can happen is Damian Priest cannot cash in.
Cannot happen.
Do not want it to happen.
Because Drew has been cooking once again, which, I mean, big surprise. Drew McIntyre's good.
And hopefully tomorrow we're getting CM Punk on Raw for the first time in a while. So hopefully we get Drew out there, and I'm sure Drew's going to cook Pepsi Phil too. That'll be fun.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be so much fun. Drew may actually come out first with CM Punk's song and like start trolling. That would be so much fun. Yeah, I mean, Drew better win. That's all I got to say. Drew better win.
Yeah. So like I said, we're definitely gonna see. You know, it's, you know, we're kind of at the kind of almost at the finish line here before WrestleMania. So hopefully these next 2 weeks they really pick it up. You know, kind of with these, you know, because like you said, you know, all the big matches speak for themselves. Those are obviously going to be good. I just hope that all the supplemental matches, they kind of build it up a little bit more, you know, so you have a little bit more to look forward to. You know, I guess we'll trust the process and see. And if WrestleMania is not good, we'll be the first ones to critique them and tell them that we're not happy. We're not good. We don't sugarcoat things over here. So
No, as you guys can tell by following our socials, you know, we're us. We don't sugarcoat it. We're gonna tell you how we see it, you know?
And
that's how we are.
The list that we make and we post on our shorts, you know what? You can't please everybody. Those are our lists. People are never gonna be happy with the way that we rank people, the way that, you know, we see wrestlers is different, but that's fine. Everybody has their own favorites, their own views on wrestlers and, you know, and different things. So you know, just relax. It's not that big of a deal.
I mean, it's listen, guys, it's okay to have the wrong takes because we always have the right takes right here.
Absolutely.
Thank you for everyone who, you know, follows along with our socials. It's definitely been fun posting a lot of content on there. We've got some more really cool ideas coming up for the socials. We're definitely gonna try and get another recording or two in. We're seeing if we record a special episode. But we're going to try and get some recordings in before WrestleMania. Definitely make sure you're following along with our socials because we'll be posting all of WrestleMania weekend. So, you know, definitely be in tune for that. We'll have some fun content there. Once again, it's a Tapping Out show on TikTok, on YouTube, and on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's Tapping_Out Show. So, you know, definitely follow along with us. We're going to be posting a lot of fun content.
Yeah, we've been posting shorts pretty much every single day, at least Monday through Friday for the most part. So, you know, we're definitely trying to keep the content out there. Our videos have been doing a little bit better recently. So hopefully people are starting to, you know, like what we post and get a little bit more exposure. So we're still very small, but, you know, trying.
We're having fun. That's all that matters. It. We're having fun. And I actually have one quick thought I want to bring up. So, you know, as a kid, I went to indie wrestling shows a lot, and you know, the one I always went to, and you started to go to as well, Northeast Wrestling. Northeast Wrestling, such a fun, small wrestling company. So many stars come through, and I just got to talk about one person real quick, and that is Mr. Northeast Wrestling, King Brian Anthony, who's announcing he's having his last match in Danbury, for Northeast Wrestling, and he had a 20-year career there. So, you know, those small independent guys didn't really get their shine. So I just want to give a shout out to Brian Anthony, shouts for a great career. You know, was always fun watching you. I always loved driving out to the Green Jeep. That was so funny when we met up with him at the bar at 99. just a cool wrestler, you know, always, you know, somebody who, you know, a local guy who, you know, grew up in the town next to me. So, you know, I've always got a special place in my heart for King Brian Anthony.
And the Green Jeep. The show, but I wish him the best, you know, in his career and whatever he decides to do after that. So the few times I saw him coming out with that Green Jeep was always fun.
Those are always the best entrances. He teamed with David Arquette, which is so awesome. But yeah, make sure you guys follow along with our socials. If you have anything you guys want us to cover, send us an email, tappingoutshow@gmail.com. You know, if you want to send us any things to cover, if you guys want to send us trivia, stuff like that, you know, we're game for anything. So whatever you guys kind of suggest, we're definitely down for. And yeah, make sure you follow the socials, send us emails.
All and that yeah, jazz.
Just keep, absolutely. All right, what do you say? Want to get out of here?
I'm good.
All right.
All right, guys.